Господин председатель.
Mr. Chairman, the Russian Federation is actively developing cooperation with international and regional organizations on biosecurity. In accordance with Article 15 of the Federal Law of the 30th of December 2020 on biosecurity in the Russian Federation, such cooperation takes place in the following ways. There are eight in total. Firstly, strengthening of the BWC regime in order to ensure a complete ban on biological weapons and also investigation of instances of suspected use of biological and toxic weapons. Secondly, prevention of terrorist acts and or sabotage with the use of pathogens and remedial actions in such cases. Three, the safe handling of pathogens. Four, integration of the Russian Federation into the interstate and international system of biosecurity and into other international integration associations, as well as cooperation in international scientific exchanges in this sphere. Fifth, representation of Russia's interests in international organizations and also in regional and national structures for biosecurity, with this representation being carried out by Russian experts and representatives of accredited specialized organizations. Sixth, collection work in connection with the use of pathogens, microorganisms and viruses, inter alia, in terms of the safeguarding of pathogen strains and virus strains in line with Russia's international treaty obligations. Seventh, safe handling of bioresources, regulation of the transboundary movement and control of the transboundary movement of genetically modified organisms. And eighth, emergency prevention, containment and recovery in the area of biosecurity on an international footing. Russian specialized experts have been involved in WHO country missions to study the novel coronavirus infection. And also on a number of occasions, they traveled to foreign countries to assist local colleagues with organizing treatment of patients. At the end of these missions, training and methodological material was prepared, as well as training courses which were delivered. Assistance was also provided to the WHO Euro Bureau with a Russian language video training course provided on diagnosis, prevention and treatment of COVID-19, which has been used by WHO regional offices to train medical personnel in the countries of Central Asia. In addition, as we have already announced, in 2021-2022, the WHO, together with the Russian Consumer Protection Agency and the Robert Koch Institute, have planned a set of training modules on health and epidemic emergencies, including, of course, field training in the use of mobile laboratories. We are also involved in close cooperation with the World Organization for Animal Health and the Food and Agricultural Organization of the United Nations. The Russian Federation has set up reference laboratories on foot and mouth, avian flu and Newcastle disease, as well as centers for cooperation on animal disease diagnosis and control, as well as on food safety for the countries of Eastern Europe, the South Caucasus and Central Asia. These bodies operate as best practice centers and knowledge centers for the OIE and FAO. The Russian Federation has actively been involved in the work of the CIS, the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, BRICS, the Organization of Black Sea Economic Cooperation, APEC, the Council of Europe, G20, and the Northern Dimension. We are mobilizing political support for cooperation towards epidemic preparedness at the level of heads of state and government. within the framework of regional intergovernmental associations in the period 2020-2021. At the initiative of the Russian Federation, a series of documents were established as follows: a comprehensive Eurasian Economic Union document on the health and epidemiological well-being of the population and the prevention of the spread of the novel coronavirus infection and other infectious diseases, as well as a comprehensive plan involving joint measures by the Shanghai Cooperation Organization countries to combat the epidemic threat within the region. We have also signed off on a joint action plan for the East Asian Summit countries to combat the epidemic, as well as a medium-term plan of joint action within the CIS to combat infection, with the signing of a new agreement on the health protection of the territory of the states of the CIS. We were directly involved in the preparation of the best practices of SCO countries on combating COVID-19, which was approved as an official UN document. We also provided practical assistance to countries of the CIS and SCO in combating COVID-19 and the establishment of a medical care system, and also on diagnosis, treatment and prevention of the novel coronavirus infection. As such, we think it is wise, looking to the future, to seek cooperation with international and regional organisations on the broadest possible range of issues, including methodological recommendations for physicians and the protocols to be used for treating infectious diseases, including COVID-19, as well as on matters in relation to new medicines and vaccines, and the training of health workers, as well as the timely development and implementation of legislation and restrictive measures to prevent the spread of infectious diseases. Not to mention the development of a network of diagnostics labs. Thank you for your attention.